top story. After years of litigation on plunder charges and later a guilty verdict, former President Estrada is now seeking full and unconditional presidential pardon. Here to discuss this, Attorney Renes Aguisag, one of Mr. Estrada's defense lawyers. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank
you for coming back.
Always a pleasure and privilege.
Oh, natatawa na naman kami. Ano naman ang plano niyo? Bakit biglang magpapa-pardon kayo? Sabi ni Erap dati, before and after the verdict was handed down, na hindi siya hihingi ng pardon.
Well, una kong nadinig to, kasi nung late August, nung malapit na yung promulgation, dalawa yung konseptong nadidinig natin na amnesty and then pardon. Na parang the concept was being pushed very vigorously ni na Cardinal Vidal, ni na Speaker Joe DeVee, ni na Manny Villar, and even to si Nalito Atienza, etc. Pero yun nga, dun sa amnesty, may mga technical problems dahil parang lagi nililink sa political offenses. Although, in Korea, recently, even for corruption, nagkaroon sila ng amnesty, no? Sa atin naman, meron tayong tax amnesty. So, it's not really always linked to rebellion or national security offenses. And then, nun nga, tuwing tatanungin nga namin si Erap, no way, no, he would ask for a pardon. Dahil, in his mind, I mean, what for? Dahil we keep telling him, although bias ang opinion namin, na it was a case of guilt, not proven. Okay, pero at the same time, we were reluctant nga na bumalik dito dahil ang tingin namin talagang ako-convict eh, na the system could not absorb a total acquittal if only because under the plunder law, pag total acquittal, Section 5, illegal dismissal yun, reinstatement with back pay. So, alam naman natin ng ano nga dyan, sinabi na ng Korte Suprema ng 2001, masamang tao yan eh, tanggalin yan. Lumikha ng special division, nothing personal against its membership from the beginning. Pero yun nga, talagang, to me, I always keep saying this, that's programmed to convict. So, miskin na namang promulgation, ERAP was ready to go to Muntinlupa. But it was government or the court that said, no, you can stay sa Tanay without any opposition from the prosecution. Normally, kahit time of day, hindi namin mahingi kay Dennis. No? Pero doon, nagulat kami. And then, eto na nga, inisyatiba ni Bert Gonzales, ni Ronnie Puno, ni Serge Apostol na kung hihingi ng pardon, ibibigay eh. I mean, hindi naman signal body language. But they were very explicit. Pero yun nga, so era paskas, anong chance natin sa recon? Well, technically, we thought we had good grounds. But is it going to be reversed? Ano, real world yan eh. So, madi-deny, although we were hopeful, baka man-knock off namin yung one of the two remaining predicate offenses. Then we would have gone to the Supreme Court na pinamumunuan ni Chief Justice Puno, again, nothing personal, pero he was the one who told Erap noon, to his surprise, you had resigned. So, I did. So, yun ang reality na if we would really fight this on and if we had appealed, it would have taken years. Ngayon ang sitwasyon, dahil yun ang nanggagaling sa Malacanang, he was put in this predicament. We are giving you the key to your liberation.
You can walk out of it.
If you want to turn it and walk out, your call. So, mahirap ang makulong. May nanay kang may sakit. So, all these things, I guess, nagulat din kami ng when it came at the time.
So, wait, your argument about... is parang, sorry.
Oh, sige.
Galing sa'yo.
Magsalita ka naman ngayon. Dahil last week, nabok niya ka last week.
Hindi, wala pa kayong sinasabing masyadong nakakatawa. Hindi. So, what you're saying is, so sa kanila galing yun eh, hindi naman sa amin galing yung idea.
Float sila ng float.
Oh, float sila ng idea. So, sila naman nag-offer, hindi naman sa amin. Pero, ang perception is, bumigay pa rin si Erap. Hindi ba?
Well,
I mean, sinabi na niya, hindi na nga.
No, kasi parang ang abogado, a litigator will tell you na, I will raise for you all defenses available under the laws of the land. Meanwhile, do not forget your plans to escape. Or kaya, to seek a pardon.
Okay.
In other words, talagang idinadangle yan for whatever reason. And we can always second guess a client. Pero hindi kami nakakulong eh. I mean, you know, dahil madidinig pa si Anthony Taberna nyo na hinihimas daw yung malamig na reha sa Muntinlupa. Meaning, so doon, kasi pag nasa tanay ka at this time, not the end of the day, and all the guests are gone, very lonely.
Malungkot na.
And this is a guy who's very gregarious. No? He wants people around him. And then yun yan, nandun pa nung weekend, nabisita ang nanay, nakabalik pa sa POC for 2 to 3 days. So sweet na sweet sila na Senadora Loy. So siguro, may 1,000 violins yung... Anyway, yun nga, talagang kung ikaw nakakulong, I am prepared to understand whatever
change
you decide
change of heart
to get out of that situation.
So this was Eric's decision, not yours, not the lawyers.
No, binigay namin ng mga options.
Okay.
Yes, but in the end, it's a client's call in one sense, but at the same time, kung ang sinasabi namin, na no matter how good and logical our arguments are, it's unfortunate, again, nothing personal, two of the members are hoping to get promoted to the Supreme Court soon. So all these things, so can you imagine if somebody dissented and said na he was innocent, I did not think it would strengthen one's chances of getting elevated. Like I said, kasi ang sa canon 1 namin eh, ganun eh, na our loyalty is supposed to be to the institution, not to the temporary incumbents.
So there goes his tough guy image.
Pardon?
There goes his tough guy image.
Well, parang, you know, one step back and then he should be able to do more. Dahil ito naman, like I said na sa final hearing namin, we answer to your honors. At the time, we will answer to the Supreme Court. In the end, you answer to your conscience, and most importantly, you answer to history. In the case of Aquino Galman, in the case of Edo Laguerre, after the change of government, their convictions were overturned. And that's not unknown in history. Kasi talagang, yun nga, inignore pa ng sandigan yung huling ipinasok nitong taga-Canada na there was obstruction of justice at the highest levels. Kasi mabubulilyaso pa yung ano na, nando na eh. But history will demand an answer to all this. Kaya it's not unknown na even after one's lifetime or one administration, dahil yun nga, malinaw na natatandaan ko nung mga conviction nung umiiral pang walang habag na batas militar nung magkambyo ang gobyerno, the reverse. Because by then, in the wisdom of a new day, we may have an opportunity to overturn. Dahil very, hindi anomalous is a kind word to use. Na dahil January 2000, GMA started plotting along with her husband with 5 military groups. And then, November 13, pinagpa siya ni Manny Villar, no discussion, no debate, no voting. And that is antithetical in any democracy. I would have wanted to know kung paano bumoto yung congressman namin. Pagdating sa Senado, natalo sa botohan, nag-walk out. You don't do that, no? Wala naman nakinig sa amin ni Kasiling Palma, nag-go back to the impeachment process. In the morning, nagbasa ng Biblia si Jun David at si Art Panganiban, ang reading nila, tagpasin, pasumpayin si GMA at noon. Nasa libro yan, nagpuntahan sila doon. So, anong chance namin nang pumunta kami sa Korte Suprema? They were validating what they did. And then, lumikha pa ng special division. Not done in the case of any other, not kina Imelda, not sa any other cronies, not kay General Garcia. Bukod tangi, si Pangulong Erap lang, ito pa tatanggapin by an objective historian many years from now. So, whether sabihin yung lumambot o etc., well, sabi nga nung kanta, sapagkat siya ay
tao
lamang.
So, all right, let's go by a matter of the former president's own gregarious nature. Sabi niyo nga parang it all parang dawns on him after all his visitors have gone home na in the end siya lang mag-isa ang mananagot for his own fate. But in the end, and a lot of heroic figures in our history have also shown us na no matter how difficult the fate may be, tatanggapin nila, and they will not abandon their principles. In this case, baka sabihin lang ng mga tao na he's abandoned his principles because one of the conditions for him to accept a pardon is kailangan niya i-recognize daw yung Arroyo administration as legal. Tatanggapin na niya as legal.
Ewan ko kung mayroong ganong kondisyon.
We discussed it, I think, this morning. So,
no. Anong may clause na...
He will agree na legal na itong administrasyon na to. Kikilalanin na niya bilang legal. Hindi ba napag-usapan niya?
In so many words.
In so many words. So.
Well, pwede ka rin kumindat siguro dun eh. Dahil if you talk really of principles...
You'll say it, but you have your fingers crossed. Ka?
Well, yeah. I mean, kasi yung sa Guam, if you go to Guam, there is a grave done in honor of the Filipino who never came back. Mabini came back and eventually took the oath. So, and yet he's remembered fondly. Si Ricarte, nanindigan din, ano, sinasakay, etc. So, iba ang prism ng history later on. Oh, kung kay Mao, di step back muna para makausad. Now, I don't know about, kasi yun nga, dahil I hope tuloy-tuloy na rin ito for his sake, for the country's sake, but sometimes they say the devil is in the details. Kaya, ewan ko kung merong
that's not a detail that you've discussed with the former president, that if he were to accept a pardon, obviously, one of the things he has to agree to is recognize this administration as having been legally, legally brought into power. That he will no longer say in any future remarks that this is an illegal administration.
Ah, magkakahiwalay kami ron. But that's his call again.
So, prinsipyo niyo yun na you cannot...
Hindi naman ako
ang magde-decide.
Ang nakakulong eh.
Okay.
So, kung tatanggapin niya na itong lying, cheating, stealing administration, illegitimate, I'm prepared to live with that.
Okay.
Pero, personally, medyo yata matindi yung requirement na yun. I think that's really...
Would you think any less of the man if he did agree to do so, to recognize the Arroyo administration as a legal administration, as having legally succeeded him?
Well, like I said, I would be prepared to understand.
Okay.
Pero dahil siya ang nakakulong, pero talagang ang hirap tanggapin eh dahil sa konsyensya mo. Mm-hmm. Alam mong, sabi nga ni Susan Roses, this woman is stole the presidency not once but twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, 7 taon na ron, walang mandato in 2001, kundi sa mga elitista, nandaya naman noon 2004. But yun nga, talagang you want to live and fight another day, then kaya titignan natin. I would hope that it would not become a talking point. No,
Arap sees the possibility that he will be a free man. As you said, he will be handed the key. It's his decision whether he wants to
turn it
in the lock and turn it. But as a free man, can he live with himself if other people believe that he compromised his own principles? Or should I be asking that of him?
Yeah, yun nga. Dahil, whatever he'll be doing in the future is really his personal call. No?
Yeah.
But his commitment in writing to us lang is that he would not do anything incompatible with the country's best interest.
Okay.
And yun na lang, kanya-kanya yan eh. Na talagang may kasabihan nga na... sa Kastila, en este mundo traidor no hay verdad ni mentira, todo depende del color del cristal con que se mira. So you put on rose colored glasses. Kaya kung ano man may kasabihan na sa Kastila na no hay mal que no por bien no venga, no. Na in anything bad or evil there's something good that comes out. Kaya I'll give him flexibility dahil like I said 6.5 years na nakukulong yung tao after he was ousted unconstitutionally. Kaya yun nga, we are all paying for that constitutional misadventure dahil kami sa batas, pag talagang malabo ang batas, pag malinaw ang batas,
yeah,
ina-apply mo lang. Pagka MMG malabo na kaunti, ini-interpret mo. Mm-hmm. Pagka ano pa, kinoconstru mo dito, constitutional carpentry nangyari rito eh.
But somehow there's some kind of paradox here that I suppose you'd have to address first of all your personal view and the former president's view. This is an illegal, unconstitutionally how do you say it, unconstitutional government. In that sense, it doesn't even have the power to grant clemency to anybody. But there again, you're saying that it's the power of this government to grant it to former president.
Well, di parang panahon ng hapon niya na may nakakulong si na Uncle Joby, Japanese day, di ni-liberate. So tinatanggap mo.
Okay.
Miski yun talagang de facto yung gobyerno yun, hindi de jure. Pero parang ano yan you obey dahil parang naglalakad ka dyan, hinold up ka. You obey. Bibigay mo yung pera mo.
Kahit hindi mo nire-recognize yung
dahil,
authority.
Dahil de facto yun. Meaning, kaya doon, because yung merong positivistic philosophy of law na it's the command of the sovereign. Ano? So pag ikaw nilagyan, tinutukan ka rito, sumusunod ka, not because it's legitimate, kundi kaya niyang i-enforce yung gusto niya.
Well, in this sense, are you saying that former President Estrada accepting a pardon because he's under duress?
Hindi naman under duress, kundi it's really an amalgam ng mga iba't ibang dahilan. I think even yung condition ng mother niya, really, he would want to be nearer her when the end comes. If you're in Munte, if you're in Tanay, that may not happen. So, as a loving son, meaning, palagay ko, tuwing nakikita ron, talagang apektado. So, ang daming dahilan eh. And then, yun nga na, if hindi kami, shall we say, lalaro dito, so to speak, how much longer will he be in detention? Another day? Another year? Another decade? The rest of his natural life? So, like I said, I'm prepared to accept kung ano man ang magiging outcome nito. Kung meron pang negotiations, I did not know about yung mga
kailangan
crossing the T's, dotting the I's. I would like to think na nagkaintindihan na yan dahil ang parang dumarating lang sa akin, baka daw yung Boracay, yun naman Boracay, he does not claim it. Dahil sabi niya kay Jaime de Chavez yun.
Yeah.
Wag lang sanang galawin yung 200 million na pinakikinabangan na ngayon itong doon sa Muslim
galawin youth. Nino?
Ng gobyerno. Puno ko dahil malalagay lang na naman sa mga bagyan na pamumudbud na naman. At least ito, pinakikinabangan na talaga by our Muslim, mga kapatid nating Muslim. No? Dahil yun nga, kina Dr. Raul de Guzman yan. So, yung iba naman, ewan ko na, dahil yung wetting naman yun, talagang hindi ko maintindihan kung paano naging plunder ang wetting. Illegal gambling lang yun.
A lot of people siguro will wonder if former President Estrada is eventually pardoned and he accepts the pardon, whatever attached collateral will be with it, will he still, without running for public office, lead the opposition, and will he still be a major force within the opposition against President Arroyo? Do you think he should still maintain that kind of a role?
Una, GMA is an unfactor na sa 2010. Case of death ang reading kung sinong endorse niya. No?
Not unless there's a move to reinvent government into parliament for her to run as prime minister.
Merong noises to that effect, but I don't know that the people will accept that. Pero 2010, the wise money says na if there is a common candidate supported by President Cory, President Era Pinasusan, Limado yan.
Limado?
Kung sino doon sa mga naluluha ngayon, ano, pag tinatawag ng Ginoong Pangulo, Ginoong Pangulo, mga naluluha na, kung sino makakumbinsi doon sa tatlo na in common to support yung mabigat. Kasi si Erap, meron yatang core constituency of a certain percentage. Alam, Pilipino, pag talagang nagkumursonada, ganun eh.
Yeah.
Kaya, it would not, dahil all the surveys show na talagang compared to the ability of GMA to attract support, milya-milyan layo. That's why naman, nagpupuntahan itong dahil nga, like si Manny, laging nagpupunta nga doon si Manny Villar, and in fairness to him, nga, sinabi niya na when he transmitted the articles, he had not known na ganito mangyayaring 6 years and counting, nakakulong pa yung tao. So, grant money dato. Dahil ako personally, I think that yun lang he was removed unconstitutionally. He was disgraced, he was humiliated. He's been punished far beyond what any court can impose.
All right. Attorney Rene Sagisag, thank you as always. A pleasure to have you here. At least hindi ako namutla ngayon sa mga sa pinag-usapan natin. And Pia, at least for once, hindi siya na-blanco sa'yo.
Okay, ang kulay mo nga ngayon.
Oo, kunti na. Bumalik na po yung pagkamoreno ko ngayon.
Tama yung foundation.
Tama na. Tama na yung foundation.
Maraming salamat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
Authorities.